Kink in touch.
Kink in touch with Jasper.
I think the slow show in the Netherlands have a very good relationship because I don't know if the numbers are true, but you played most shows with your band in the Netherlands?
We did, and we've played some of our biggest shows in the Netherlands as well. We definitely feel really excited whenever we're playing in the Netherlands. There seems to be a real connection between us and the people in the Netherlands, and we're very grateful for the opportunities we've had. We really are. It will always be a special place for us. It's like a second home.
Do you remember the first time you thought, hey, this is something special over here?
We played a smaller club in Utrecht. I've forgotten the name of the club now, but it was the first song that sold out on our tour. And it was after a day or so, and it was for a band of our size at the time. It meant so much, you know. It still does, but at the time, it was just a huge deal for us. We couldn't believe that so many people had bought tickets. And shortly after that, we played at Tivoli, which was a huge gig for us at the time. And I mean, it still is, but it really felt like something special was happening. And it always amazes us whenever anybody, you know, comes to our shows, but to play to so many people, it really felt special that year. And yeah, it's still a buzz for us whenever we're in Holland.
There's now finally a new album coming out from the slow show. And how hard is it to not try out these songs on a tour? Because normally you can play a new song for the audience, you can see the reaction. But this time there wasn't a chance to do that.
Yeah, it was difficult. We were all living in different cities and different countries. So we recorded the album remotely. And it was difficult at times because it felt so isolated. We felt so removed from being a band, you know. But we're happy with it, and we can't wait to play it. I think the thing that kept us so positive and motivated was the thought of playing this music to people at concerts, you know. And that was always the sort of carrot that was dangling ahead of us. And we love writing, and we love being together as a band, but we feel at home when we're on tour. We feel like everything makes much more sense, you know, and to see a reaction. I think the crowds are a huge part of what we do. They inspire us. They're a huge part of the slow show. So the thought of the possibility that we'll be able to do this in the future and people would actually hear these songs at a real concert, that was amazing motivation, and it kept us going.
But how is it to make an album remotely? Because we are doing this interview on Zoom, but this could be the band meeting as well at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it was very difficult. We should have been better at it than we were, because I live in Germany and the band are based in the UK. But we've always recorded remotely, but that's always been interspersed with really intense time together. So we would be away for 4 weeks and then we'll be together for a weekend. And I don't think we really realized just how important those moments of togetherness were, those weekends together, being a band, talking about life, eating, drinking together. We really, really underestimated how important those moments were. So just to have 2 years of absolute isolation in that respect was difficult. But I think we've always really appreciated the opportunities that we have as a band, but I feel like now we have a renewed sense of how lucky we are. And just being in a room with my friends and making music as a band just feels like the biggest gift ever. And the thought of doing that in front of people that like our music is such an exciting prospect that, it keeps me awake at night. I'm really, really excited about getting back and doing what we love.
The album will be out in a few weeks now, and after that you will go on a tour, fingers crossed, but hopefully you'll go on a tour. But then this album comes to life for yourself as well, I can imagine.
Yeah, I think for us it never really feels like, I think going on tour just makes everything come to life. It's a beautiful way of putting it. For us, that's when things are real. You can touch them, you can feel them, there's there's something in the air, you know. Life is the life side of our band has always been the breath, the air that we sort of that sustains us, the energy that pushes us forward. And I think we're counting down the days. We really love it. I'm sure all bands do, you know, but it certainly feels like that's the moment when things come together.
When I heard this album, I hear a lot of experimentation. I read it somewhere that this album was made with a lot of experimentation. What did you know? What did you try for this album?
I think the fact that we were all working remotely was made things different. The process was different. So in that respect, things formed in a different way at different speeds. So it was very much a different process, and that was interesting. The first couple of records were very much sort of, I would write lots of the songs with an acoustic guitar, and then Fred would produce them. Myself and Fred would produce them together. But on this record, everyone was really involved. Joel, our guitar player, was writing a lot, was producing a lot. It was much more of a communal, a group effort. I think you hear that in the record, you know.
But it sounds like a bigger record than ever, maybe. With all the instrument, the trumpets, all the stuff. It sounds like the biggest Slow Show album so far.
Oh, that's very nice to hear. I hope so. I think we talked a lot about movement and energy with this record. And when we've been lucky enough to play some bigger shows, we've really enjoyed seeing the reaction of perhaps some of the songs that had had more energy, and seeing how that transferred in the audience, and the feedback was really great for those sort of songs. So I think when we were writing this record, we were really excited about making a record that would be really exciting for people live. So the rhythms, the percussion has a different feel, I think. And we were excited about creating perhaps more energy than we have in the past.
Did Germany, in a way, inspire this album? Because you're living now there, you just mentioned.
I think it does. I think music for us has always been a way of making sense of whatever we're doing at the time, the worlds we're living in. So I think wherever we are, whether we're on tour, whether we're at home, we're always inspired by the people, the faces we see, the stories we're a part of, the lives we're living. So I think it has to have had. I think everything that's happened during the 2 years has inspired the record. There are times when we try and the lockdowns, for example, we were very adamant that we didn't want that feeling to be present on the record. But after a while, we realized that it was silly, because that was what was happening. That was life. And it was inevitable that some of that stuff was going to find its way onto our album. It as hard as we tried, these themes of isolation and of community and of perhaps being locked down, literally, they crept in, you know. And I think it's impossible to stop things happening, the things in your life affecting the record that you're writing.
Did you ever think about postponing the album or bring it out later, because this is the weirdest time you released albums in?
Yeah, we've never done things with, we write all the time and we record all the time, and it's never really so clinical for us. I think we didn't really have a choice as songwriters. We just want to keep working, we want to keep writing, and we're now excited about writing our next record. And I think the whole, for everybody, for so many different people at the moment, lives have been turned upside down. But I think there was never a question that we wouldn't release a record. It's what we love doing.
I'm so glad you did it, because we can all listen to music at home. And hopefully in a month you're playing the Netherlands in Groningen, Nijmegen and Utrecht as well. You've been there a lot. And then later this year you're playing The Wood in Amsterdam, at Amsterdamse Bos. That's a great thing as well.
It's really great. Yeah, we just can't wait. I mean, especially that all of the shows, but in the summer playing outside, I've seen that venue and it just looks beautiful. And the thought of playing our music on a warm, balmy evening in Amsterdam just fills me with feeling and excitement. I can't wait. Be really special.
Thanks for joining me today. I'm going to play now some songs of the new album on Kink, and hopefully we can meet in a few weeks in person finally.
I very much hope so.
Dit was een podcast van Kink. Voor meer podcasts, playlists en radio, check kink.nl.